Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I'm so glad that I didn't hang up my gloves when everyone was asked me to, because here I am again. I still love doing what I'm doing. I'm not sick of getting up.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Ireland lock Joe McCarthy on the scars that remain from last year's World Cup quarter-final loss. We also hear from the All Blacks camp ahead of Friday night's test at the Aviva, and there's mixed news for Irishmen plying their trade in France. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Ireland lock Joe McCarthy is hoping to banish memories of last year's World Cup quarter-final defeat on Friday night. The 23-year-old played 22 minutes off the bench of that 28-24 defeat to the All Blacks. McCarthy subsequently started all five games of Ireland's Six Nations campaign and both of July's tests in South Africa. But that October 2023 loss to New Zealand is still eating away at McCarthy.
You obviously do think back on it a bit because, like, it was such a massive game. And you want to put your best foot forward and make a bit of history with Ireland. But it is something that reminds you the level you need to be at in those games. But you just kind of, the beast keeps rolling on in rugby, so you just keep kind of going on to the next thing and don't look too far back. But now it is something that plays in your mind, that sort of level. You need to be at your best in those big games or you won't come away with a win.
Since that game, of course, Brodie Retallick and Sam Whitelock have both retired from the All Blacks second row, but McCarthy is aware that there are decent players in place to make up for their loss.
They still have obviously Scott Barrett, who's a very experienced player. Within them some very good young players, so they'll definitely, those Retallick and Whitelock, they had huge experience, they're stalwarts in their team for years, but I think they're probably just a new kind of breed of second rows coming through, which are exciting, so they're very dynamic and real good athletes still, so it'll be a big challenge trying to get one over them in the line-out.
And McCarthy says Ireland can't afford to switch off for a second on Friday night.
Yeah, I've played a couple of New Zealand teams, whereas the Maoris played once against the All Blacks before. And the physicality is definitely there. It's up there. But I feel like mentally it should be quite switched on, because they're dangerous at any aspect. Like if you leave a short side, they'll rip back down there. Quick line out throws. So it's more, I think, it's going to be a very physical game, no doubt, but you're almost kind of mentally fatigued coming off a pitch like that, because you're trying to stay on, switch on, even when you're wrecked. So that's probably one of the biggest differences. You're always on, ready for anything, quick taps, quick throw-ins. They'll see space, they'll take it. So, yeah, probably that.
Former Munster centre Jason Holland is now an assistant coach under Scott Robertson with the All Blacks. The 52-year-old only took up the position after last year's World Cup and has definitively ruled himself out of becoming the next Munster head coach. Holland stated he's loving his current job with the All Blacks and has been assessing where Friday's opponents, Ireland, are strongest.
I've enjoyed the way they're attacking, as I said earlier. I think they, as I say, some of their lines they run, some of the options at the line, their multiple options, the way they play, I really enjoy that. And I suppose they're, like any good Irish side, they're built on their work rate and their ability to go to war for each other, you know, and that hasn't changed over the years, has it? But, just maybe got a little bit more in their game than what has been probably when I was around here. When you've got a team that works as hard as they do, and coupled with the skill set and their attacking structures, it makes them into a good side that they obviously are.
With Beauden Barrett out injured, Damian McKenzie is expected to start against Ireland, and Holland says he'll give the hosts plenty to think about.
Yeah, look, he's we reckon he's grown really well, and mate, he's a threat when he's got the ball, and he's shows a bit of his temperament the way he kicked the goal last Saturday. Like everyone, there's a little bits to do around how we keep applying pressure and how we stay on top. But mate, he's going well, and he's a good threat for the Irish to worry about.
Cody Taylor will also miss Friday's game with a concussion, with Asafo Aumua, again, his likely replacement. The Hurricanes hooker had mixed reviews for his 75 minutes against England last week, and he's been asked what he expects from Ireland come Friday.
Bit of flair. They like to throw the ball around. But when they want to go direct, they're quite strong, so we've got to make sure we front up there and be on for this week.
terms of the line out in the second, started well in the second half the other day. If a few didn't go to hand, what did you, when you looked back and reviewed the game, what was going on with those line outs?
No, it was more than me. I just had to execute at the time. There was a few clarity issues, but just executing in the moment and trying to move on fast.
Emer Considine has announced her retirement today from rugby. The UL Bows and Munster winger had only recently made a comeback to the international 15 scene after ACL and MCL injuries and the birth of her son Quaylen last year. Considine's return to the game was marked by a try against Australia in the IRFU's 150th anniversary test win in September. She also started all three of Ireland's recent games at WXV1 in Canada, including that famous victory over the Black Ferns. Considine only started playing rugby at the age of 23 after helping Clare win an All-Ireland Intermediate Football title in 2009. In a statement on social media today, the 33-year-old said, "Now, after 10 years, I feel it's time that the journey ends." Speaking to Off the Ball as recently as September, Considine gave an insight into her battle back from those ligament injuries.
I suppose initially, before I had the results of my scan, I remember saying to Lauren Barry, our S&C with Munster last year, that if it's my ACL, I'm retired, because I'd been really lucky with injuries my entire career that I really hadn't had too bad of an injury. And I just thought at this stage of my career, if I had to rehab it, it's just something that I don't think I had the willingness to do. And I remember she saying, "Look, don't say that yet. We'll see what happens. And don't say that yet." And then I think my mind said change. Then once I got the ACL surgery, I suppose you have a target, and as an athlete, you're kind of competitive in everything that you do. So I kind of wanted to be able to straighten my knee after week one, or I could walk without a crutch. Or, yeah, I suppose with the ACL, there's specific guidelines and targets you have to hit after week one, after week four, after week six. And it was almost like I was trying to beat the recovery process and be better than I should be at that time. And the competitiveness in me probably drove me in those early stages. And even I got my, 4-month testing? I can't remember the dates around me testing with the strength tests. And I was way down from where I thought I would be. And then again, I was annoyed at myself that I wasn't like ahead of the curve or ahead above average in that. And I drove on with my strength and with my recovery. And that was probably January time. And I sat down with Dean, my husband, and I said, "Look, I need to go to the gym 3 times a week in the morning times. I need to be in there for 6 a.m. 3 times a week, this has to happen, and or else I'm not going to get back on pitch." And we've obviously a baby at home, so his wake up times are unpredictable, but it just meant that they were just penciled into the schedule. And I got into, I used the gym in Limerick in Kilrush called K-Fit, and Kevin Tallou was just amazing for letting me use it and get in there and get my rehab done and offer support along with Lauren and Kieran, my physio at Munster. I saw Kieran every week. And I suppose it was just the competitiveness in me that then when I was getting there and it was going right, it was going in the right direction, I was like, "Look, I'm actually really close. Like, this is actually something I can get back for." And I put Interpros as my target to get back for, which was leaving me at the 9-month mark, which was quite obviously soon for an ACL return. But I ticked a lot of boxes along the way, and it was kind of, if that goes well, I can get on to the next challenge. And I ticked all those boxes and I was almost there, and I was down to start that Ulster game, and then I tore my hamstring. Week one ruled me out of the Ulster game and ruled me out of the second game completely. So I got back in last weekend against Connacht, and the weekend obviously in the final against Leinster. So like the ups and downs, like I was quite lucky in that I had a lot of like upward trajectory in my recovery and that it went well. And I suppose the only real down was like the starting position against Ulster, because Aoife Farrow, the fullback, was out with an injury. So I can't say it was plain sailing. It was really challenging.
Former Ireland centre Brendan Mullen has been found guilty of stealing hundreds of thousands of euro from Bank of Ireland Private Bank during his time as its managing director. Now 61, Mullen stood trial at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court, accused of 9 counts of stealing more than 570,000 euro from the bank between 2011 and 2013, along with 5 false accounting charges. He had denied all charges against him. Over the course of a 3-week trial, jurors heard that Mullen arranged for sums of money to be paid by the private bank to McCann Fitzgerald solicitors Beechwood Accountants and Grant Thornton for work that had been done either for him personally or for his firm Quantum Investment Strategies. It was further alleged that he stole €500,000 during a breakdown in communication between various arms of the bank. It took the jury 7 hours to return guilty verdicts to 12 of the 14 charges of which Mullen was facing, and his case will now be put forward for sentencing. Noel McNamara has signed a 2-year extension to remain as Bordeaux's attack coach. The former Ireland under 20 head coach joined the Top Qatar side before the start of last season, helping them reach the grand final and qualifying in the process for the Champions Cup. McNamara has since been joined at the club by former Ireland at half Joey Carberry. Bordeaux scored 127 tries last season under his tutelage, and he'll stay with them now until 2027. Staying in France, and Paddy Jackson's season with Lyon looks to be over already. Now in his second season with the club, the former Ulster and Ireland fly half requires surgery after suffering a torn rotator cuff in his shoulder. He'd only made his second appearance of the season at the weekend, coming off the bench in a 3-point loss to Perpignan. During his first season in Lyon, Jackson started 15 of 27 games, kicking 32 penalties and 36 conversions, and has signed an extension there until 2026. However, Lyon say the 32-year-old is expected to be out for between 6 and 8 months following his surgery. Leinster CEO Shane Nolan has led the tributes to their departing women's head coach Tanya Rosser. The New Zealand-born former Ireland scrum half was Leinster's first ever female head coach and led the province to back-to-back titles in the Vodafone Interprovincial Women's Series. Nolan said of Rosser, "My first impression was of a passionate and highly dedicated coach that had only been enhanced over the last 2 years as I got to know her more." He says the process is underway to install Rosser's replacement in the coming months and that they will come from the professional game here. Nolan added that Leinster's women's team is to come under the province's professional wing in the coming months and years. England and Sale lock Johnny Hill has been given a 10-week ban after accepting a charge of abusing a spectator. The altercation happened after Sale's Premiership playoff defeat at Bath in June, for which Hill was sidelined through injury. The supporter claimed he was grabbed around the throat and left with a cut above his eye. A 20-week ban was initially proposed, but that was halved based on mitigating factors. Hill hasn't played yet this season, but will be available from December the 7th, with 4 weeks of his ban being suspended. He's not involved in the England squad for the Autumn Internationals. Chandler Cunningham South, meanwhile, says England are building towards something special. They lost by 2 points against the All Blacks in their opening match of the Autumn Internationals last weekend and will play Joe Schmidt's Wallabies this weekend. Harlequins flanker Cunningham South has been asked if England have a problem closing out tight matches.
I wouldn't say there's a worry. I think we're a young team and we're learning from these games, especially. And I think it's coming. It's definitely coming for us. And I think we're going to get those close victories soon, for sure.
The Celtic Challenge is to return for a third season. Ireland will be represented by the Clovers and the reigning champion Wolfhounds. The competition will run from December into March of next year, with each team guaranteed 10 matches. And finally, Matt Dawson has given an unbiased view of Ireland's upcoming game with the All Blacks this Friday night. The former England scrum half joined Ger and Adrian on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast and believes Ireland are favourites.
Yeah, All Blacks have got a couple of injuries, Cody Taylor, Bowden Barrett. It's definitely there for Ireland. It's certainly not on a silver platter by any stretch, but there should be reasons for Irish fans to be very confident on Friday night.
When the big game came, they were able to do us, and we still haven't got over a quarterfinal. So we have to beat them every opportunity to just make it a natural thing.
Well, I mean, you say the fans may not have got over the quarterfinal, but you know, the players have played a lot of rugby since then, and they'll use that as, you know, I'm sure there'll be some kind of video and motivational chat around the last time that Ireland played New Zealand. But the reality is, if you're going to go on history or recent history, Ireland have dominated New Zealand. I mean, you're going to pick out one World Cup game, which you just wouldn't do as a player. Ireland don't fear New Zealand. They will be probably, you know, disappointed in themselves, of course, in the World Cup, but they don't fear them. And it will be another opportunity to put a marker down that they're one of the best teams in the world, if not the best team in the world.
You can hear much more from Matt Dawson and indeed All Blacks legend Conrad Smith on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast by becoming an Off the Ball member. Now go to offtheball.com/join if you haven't already. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.